Hey, this is Pete Cironis with Dots and Bridges, and I'm here today on this episode of Something to Talk About with Jeff Mercurio, Strategic Partner Coordinator at On Point Consulting. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm good, Pete. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm fired up to catch up with you. I know back on September 18th, you were out in Reston, Virginia at the ACT-IAC Data Forum.
It was one of those conferences that was very rich in content. We had many different speakers from many different agencies, and there were a lot of perspectives that we got to hear that day. And every event is great in its own respect, but this one in particular seemed to really span across the different categories that touch on data. So the panel I helped put together was on cyber and data and how they are connected and the security around all that. But I walked away, and I think my whole team from OnPoint could say the same. Our hands were cramped from how many notes we all ended up taking that day, because there was just a lot of really good perspectives that we heard.
Well, number one, shout out to you for being on the planning committee. I know that's a lot of work. I've had in my day, both in government and post, duties like that. And that's to put on something that is educational and informational, but also getting the right speakers. And we're going to talk about your panel here in a second. But for our audience, Jeff hit on something that was data is a topic that usually has to have some context around it, right? And it sounds like you had a pretty robust half day where you hit on some machine learning and AI and privacy and security and data. And wow, that's impressive. I understand there's well over or close to 200 some people there. So great job marketing the event as well. Let's talk about your panel first. You had some amazing speakers, thought leaders from CISA, DOE, and SEC. So why don't you introduce or reintroduce a little bit about them, their pedigree, and sort of what was the topic that you all were addressing?
Yeah, so I had four panelists. One of them was Dr. Diane Janicek, who holds not only a PhD, but also a JD, which is impressive in its own respect. She's currently the CEO at her own firm, Janos LLC. She has a lot of former experience working in NSA, though, so National Security Agency. She has plenty and plenty of achievements and awards that she's got over the years, and she's very big in mentorship and all that. And then David Carroll, who's the Associate Director for Mission Engineering at CISA, and Robert Knisley, he's the Deputy Chief Information Security Officer at Department of Energy. Alec Permison, he's a Chief Data Architect at SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. And he kind of gave some perspectives on zero trust and how that kind of fit into our panel in itself, which was titled Cyber Integrity, Security, and Protection of Data. So all of the main theme of the day, as you mentioned, was data as the center of gravity and how it empowers mission excellence when we use the right data and we look at the right data. But my panel in particular was surrounded on cyber and how data and cyber go hand in hand in those digital environments.
Maybe a highlight or two or something you learned from that discussion. I know you did a ton of prep for it, which is, again, awesome, because it takes building some chemistry when you have a topic and a time limit. So what were some highlights, if you don't mind sharing, from the different agency mission thought leaders?
I think probably the main takeaway for my panel was that these are very high up important leaders regarding cyber or data protection or any of these digital environments. And they're all so passionate, not only about understanding the data and interpreting it correctly and making sure that they're utilizing it in the right way for their agency, but something I took away personally from it was they were all so passionate about teaching the next generation or the current workforce about how to kind of go about these very complex topics and kind of breaking it down in a way that was consumable for the audience, but also I think encouraging for anybody who's considering going into one of these fields or is in one of these fields already and feels a little intimidated about it. So that was one takeaway I had from my panel, was not only do they have all this really specialized knowledge around data, cyber, and the security surrounding both of those things, but it was great to see how deeply they care about the actual numbers and how these things really do empower specific missions at different agencies.
Yeah, you hit on something, and maybe I'll just pivot to, the OnPoint perspective. I mean, this is a topic. It's Cybersecurity Month every year in October in the federal government. They acknowledge it, and there'll be 31 days of just recognition, awareness, When workforce development is a big piece of it, there's annual training that has to happen every year. And, you know, you take the tests, whether you're a government employee, a contractor. But how do you, when you hear these folks, Department of Energy, Securities Exchange Commission, you know, Homeland Security, where critical infrastructure is a theme, financial sector, power grid, and of course, the governance of Homeland Security. Were there any light bulb moments for you? And how does it align with your on-point perspective or Jeff's perspective on the need to continuously learn and be aware of the risk that cybersecurity presents in terms of making sure that your employees and those insider threats are risk is being mitigated?
Yeah, I would say while I was moderating the panel, I was focused on the connection of cyber and data. And the light bulb moment I had was, wow, it is truly critically important when we're sharing data across agencies or between agency and industry for this data to be protected. I mean, it's actually critical. You know what I mean? I think I actually understood in that moment what it meant for the security around data to be critical, like a critical component, because it really can, you know, either endanger or empower any agency's mission. And that was probably my biggest light bulb moment when I heard all my panelists talking about one specific topic was the sharing of data across agencies, either inter-agencies or intra-agency. And yeah, I think that's something I walked away with a much deeper appreciation for the people who work on these things and these environments.
Yeah, let me ask, because you had folks who were very senior, folks with titles that are impressive. Was your vibe, did you get a sense that C-suites aside, it's challenging to work with folks to truly collaborate internal and across government?
It was interesting. I remember I opened the panel by asking the panelists to choose three words that they think is indicative of what their role is. And I remember Rob specifically, his three words were risk, people, and partnering. And I thought that was awesome because it kind of put into my mind too, especially because I was working with these people, you really need, the people are such a big part of it, right? It's not just data and numbers on a screen or in this like digital environment, like matrixy, you know what I mean? It's really about communicating with the people, the agencies, and especially, you know, David Carroll too. He was telling us really cool stories about stuff he's done in the past with cybersecurity and kind of tests he's run and stuff for the government, as much as he could tell us at least. But it was cool. And he was so excited to tell us. So that was something to see, to really understand that even at these high level leadership moments or positions rather, you know, the people who care about this stuff is really what makes it worth anything.
I love it. And then look, I'm going to ask you for a parting shot or something that maybe was a call to action and maybe you can speak to before you hit that. And that is the experience of getting to know these federal employees as an industry partner, helping set up a program to understand that they're so passionate, as you say, but just getting to know these folks in a non-selling or transactional manner, that's big for you and on point.
Oh, absolutely. My managers can agree and attest to the fact that I'm a people person, and that's part of the reason I joined On Point in my position as the strategic partnerships coordinator. It was great to get to know them. It was mostly just getting to know these really, really knowledgeable and influential people in these awesome roles, right, in our government. So I think I walked away too with just being very encouraged to see that our leadership and government is really involved in the things we talk about every day.
Well, you know, I get to talk to your president, Samara Schulman, and Greg Deloche, and other folks in the organization, and culture's big, I know, at On Point. And having Absolutely. The opportunity to present is a testament to Samara's leadership and getting you folks out there and then meeting these people when it's more about connecting and bridging relationships or building bridges. So kudos to you. And it sounds like it was a great day. And Jeff, so why don't you close us out with a parting shot? What was something that you took away as a call to action from your data as the center of gravity event?
So I don't know if it's necessarily a call to action or an eye opener, but one quote that really sat with me, it was in the very beginning of, it was the very first session, the first keynote fireside chat with Kirsten Dalbeau, who's the chief data officer at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And at one point she looked at the audience and said, "Data is the engine of everything we do." And that really sat with me. So that was something that I was excited to think about and walk away with, because it is, you know, it's everything we do. We are factories of data, being humans walking around with smartwatches and phones that count our steps and check our heartbeats every 5 minutes. So it was a good way to start the day.
I love it. And quoting Kirsten's great. She's also the chair for the Federal Chief Data Officer Council. And I know you and I will be seeing her and her colleagues late in November at their symposium. Jeff, awesome conversation. Keep doing what you're doing. I really appreciate your time, and have a great rest of your day.
Awesome. Thanks again, Pete.